南無妙法蓮華経。南無妙法蓮華経。
Okay, reset. Namo Myo Renge Kyo, having a little bit of video trouble, don't know why. Thank you for being here, thank you for your support. Liking and subscribing is so important to this Sangha and the growth of the Sangha and our Bodhisattva mission, right? Getting the word out to more people. In that regard, please make sure you use all of the resources here. Yes, the videos here, we're heading toward 1,000 here. By the end of the year, certainly. And but there's also the podcast you can download. There's the bookstore, lots of resource there. There's the mandala store, of course. And the website, threefoldlotus.com. It's all free on threefoldlotus.com. I'm going to post, I just finished a video on potentialism versus materialism. Very much spawned from the Mahamati problem. I may make another video, just call it the Mahamati problem. The difficulty in understanding the physical obstacle of life versus the experience, the contemporaneous experience of the momentum of life, releases all of that. In fact, let me just say a couple of words about that, because I occasionally get emails about physical pain. How do we deal with physical pain? Well, first of all, let me say, yeah, I'm in the latter half of my 60s now. And I have a whole new understanding in the last decade of what chronic pain and you know, medication and the threat of pain. I had a really bad bout of shingles that repeated every 5 to 6 months for a few years until I got the vaccine and it started to ameliorate. But I almost blew my brains out, literally. I mean, this isn't a confessional. I'm not trying to say my pain is worse than yours. I'm just trying to explain that I have experienced some pains in my life that put me on a whole other level of experience regarding what the human mind and the human body can tolerate and how severe pain can be, long duration, short duration, repetitive, whatever. Pain has many forms, but pain isn't just physical. Pain is also mental. The two work hand in hand. And if you suspect that at all, that the one thing that I want to tell all of you is that when you're in pain, whether it's chronic back pain or a virus infection or a breakup or a betrayal, whatever kind of pain you're dealing with, it's difficult for me to think about creating a video but dedicated solely to that topic, because in reality, all of the videos on this channel are about this problem. Please don't feel diminished by my saying that. I'm saying that as compassionately as I can, because this is the reason of Buddhism to exist. This is the reason for your practice. And the key, I think, that most people miss and that are misinformed about this is that when you chant, when you take your life moment to moment and you sit it down in front of your butsudan and you focus on your mandala to open that gateway, that gohanzon mind to your Buddhaness, that must be the only thing on your minds. All the crap that you've heard about chanting for this, chanting for that, chanting to make his life better, her life better, chanting to fix your relationship with that better this, better that. That's all samsara, my friends. That's all the bullcrap talk of organizations and manipulators. That is not Buddhism. What did Nichiren say? Our mentor, single-mindedly seek Buddha. End of story. All of the sutras, all of the 84,000 quote-unquote teachings of Buddhism are about this singular point. When you sit and you focus your mind on Namu, I am instantiating Buddha now. Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. That should be the only thing on your mind. When you do Gangyo, one of the reasons you do Gangyo is to train your mind to focus. Because when you do Gangyo, if you don't focus, you're going to misstep. You're going to forget the words. You're going to say them in the wrong order. You're going to skip around. You have to get that brain trained. Stay here. Hoben pondai ni ni ji se san ju sama. You can't think about the garden and the dog and the veterinarian and the car and the starter and the he's my neighbor's a this. You must focus. And when you chant, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, Myoho Renge Kyo, this is Buddha-ness. Put me in my Buddha mind. That should be all that's going on in your head. If you're thinking, fix my this, fix my that, change my meds, what are you meditating on? You're meditating on your pain. When did Shakyamuni ever say anything about that? That is profound samsara. That is locked into samsara. That is exactly the thing we're trying to get free of. Don't do that. You're suffering every day with your pain, emotional, physical, whatever. When you go to your butsudan, all of that should not be there. It will, of course it's there. But in your mind, and guess what? When you open your gohonzon, your namu myoho renge kyo, your Buddha-ness, those pains will cease. They will subside. Hey, look, I've been in front of the gohonzon with tears in my eyes, chanting and feeling physical pain. The shingles would do pulses on me that would knock the wind out of me. That'd be Namo Myoho. Oh! I'm not exaggerating. But as soon as I could get my wits back around me, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, even more dedicated. I'm telling you, if I hadn't done that, I don't think I'd be here making these videos. I'm not being overdramatic. Yes, pain is real. But succumbing to the pain should drive us to our mandalas. I mean, there's no greater motivation. With that kind of conviction, your life will change. I promise you. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. All right. probably spent too much time on that. Thank you for your comments, by the way. They're even in their pain, they're inspiring. They let me know that, hey, we're all in this humanity thing. And practice enlightenment. It's not always easy. Takes us right back to the Mahamati problem. At that time, Mahamati, the Bodhisattva, made a request of the Emancipated One, saying, please tell me, Sugata, tell me about the rising and disappearing of the skandhas, dhatus, the ayatanas, in case there is no ego soul, in case there is, damn it, Mahamati, you're stubborn. In case there is no ego soul, what is it that comes to exist and disappear? I just made that video on potentialism versus materialism, and I talk about this. This is a quantum problem. We've identified this problem in science. And Shakyamuni was discussing it 3,000 years ago. Fascinating. But in a transcendent way. The ignorant who are attached to the notion of rising and disappearing fail to understand the extinction of pain. And thus, they know not what nirvana is. The extinction of pain. This is Buddhism, my friends. Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean, you know, my broken toe. The hell it doesn't. It means exactly that. Because your toe being broken doesn't have a mind of its own. It uses your mind to express its, ow, I'm not right. That's your mind doing that. I'm sorry. Then Mahamati, listen well and reflect well within yourself, I will tell you. Somebody stop. Certainly, yeah, I'm listening. Shakyamuni says to him, Mahamati, the Tathagata Garbha, the foundational energy, cloud, potential, holds within it the cause for both good and evil, and by it all the forms of existence are produced. From potential, all manifestations are not only produced, but possible. You want glory and happiness? Have it. You want pain and suffering? Have it. It doesn't matter. Good and evil are labels we invent. Life-affirming, not life-affirming, those are our experiences. Tomato, tomato. Like an actor, it takes on a variety of forms. It takes on a variety of forms. Potential, energy, informations takes on a variety of forms. And in itself, it is devoid of an ego soul and what belongs to it. Do we need to explain this? Does a photon have an attitude? Does precipitation turn into water, turn into snow, land on a mountain, and when it lands with all of its buddies, looks around, hey guys, as soon as the sun comes out, let's melt, and we'll make a channel for ourselves down the side of this mountain. What do you say? It sounds ridiculous, but this is what we do. Somehow, our samsaric mind of material ownership sets up, and we don't discuss this, but it sets up a competition. Yeah, I have one of those too. Mine's better. I have more of those. I have less of those. Mine don't work so good. Do you see? It's twisted. But that's how we samsarically live. As this is not understood, there is the functioning together of the triple combination from which effects take place. Of course, if we invest our identity into things, we're going to experience it in very twisted ways. But the philosophers, not knowing this, are tenaciously attached to the idea of a cause or a creating agency. Who put this here? I didn't invent it. I'm just having to deal with it. Who created this? Who? Man, is that the most egotistical statement ever made? Because, like, it's not you. Because of the influence of habit energy that has been accumulating variously by false reasoning since the beginningless time, what here goes under the name of Alaya Vijnana, is accompanied by the seven Vijnanas, which give birth to a state known as the abode of ignorance. So this freight train of karma, this manifestations of energy that we experience moment to moment, gives rise to consciousnesses, to minds, the mind of visual perception, the mind of oral perception, the mind of taste perception, the mind of touch perception. Yeah. The Vijnanas, the skandhas. And those tools further then enable the mind to qualify, quantify, discriminate, own, repel. Even repelling is owning. It's just owning in a negative direction. Everything is ownership. Yeah. Competition. Like this, don't like that. Oh, you have one of those? Oh, I don't like that anymore. What the hell are we doing? We're all the same. The same stuff. The same process. Relax. It is like a great ocean in which the waves roll on permanently, but the deep remains unmoved. That is the Alaya. The body itself subsists uninterruptedly, quite free from fault of impermanence, unconcerned with the doctrine of ego substance, and thoroughly pure in its essential nature. It's just doing what it does. I have good karma, I have bad karma. Stop it. Karma is just energy. Do you look at a magnet and go, oh, that's the positive pole. It's good. The negative pole, ooh, hate that guy. It's just magnetic. But that's what we do, right? As to the other seven Vijnanas, beginning with the Manas and the Manovijnana, they have their rise and complete ending from moment to moment. So happy to read that. They are born with false discrimination as a cause. They're resulting of that need for discrimination, which isn't a need at all, but it's a manifested need of our imagination. And with forms and appearances and objectivity as conditions, which are intimately linked together, adhering to names and forms. Oh, that's a that. That's a this. They do not realize that objective individual forms are no more than what is seen of the mind itself. Just because you label it doesn't mean that that's what it is. You've just assigned a label to some process so that you can own it. Establish your, conquer that. It's... They do not give exact information regarding pleasure and pain. They are not the cause of emancipation. By setting up names and forms which originate from greed, greed is begotten in turn. Man, I want that. Well, now every time I see that, my want comes up. Simple equation. Thus mutually conditioned and conditioning. It's a self-manifesting loop. Yeah. When the sense organs, sight, hearing, taste, so on, which seize upon the objective world, are destroyed and annihilated, the other things immediately cease to function, and there is no recognition of pleasure and pain, which are the self-discrimination of knowledge. Thus, there is the attainment of perfect tranquilization, in which thoughts and sensations are quieted. Thoughts and sensations are quieted. Or there is the realization of the four dhyanas, in which truths of emancipation are well understood, whereupon the practicant are led to cherish herein the notion of true emancipation because of the not rising of the vijnanas. I say again, when we sit in front of our butsudan and chant to our mandala, Nichiren's mandala, the condensed version of our path to enlightenment, and our focus is singular Buddha-ness now. Buddha-ness now. Namu myoho renge kyo. Then all that other stuff can't occupy our minds. And if it can't occupy our minds, then it isn't real. Yes, I understand. If you haven't a severe injury or pain, of course you're experiencing that is real, but it's real because you're experiencing it. And so take a moment when you chant and stop experiencing it. You might find that that's a powerful weapon against your pain. That by simply leaving it and shifting your focus to Buddha-ness, that when you walk away or move away from your butsudan, that your experience of the pain is lessened, or at least you have a respite from it. Because the word used, you're tenacious. Our minds are tenacious about the physical world, yeah? But when a revulsion or a turning back has not taken place in the Alaya Vijnana, known under the name of Tathagata Garbha, there is no cessation of the seven evolving Vijnanas. They continue, they come right back. Identifying, oh, there's the owie. Oh, feel like this. Why? Because the evolution of the Vijnanas is depending on this cause. But this does not belong to the realm of the Shravakas, Pratyekabuddhas, and those who are disciplining themselves in the exercises of the philosophers, as they only know the egolessness of the self-soul. As they only accept the individuality and generality of the skandhas, dhatus, and ayatanas, there is the evolving of the Tathagarbha. When an insight into the five dharmas, the three shravabhas, and the egolessness of all things is obtained, the Tathagatagarbha becomes quiescent. I love that word. Not non-existent. Quiescent. That is the foundation of all things, my friends. By causing a revulsion in the continuous development of the graded stages, the bodhisattva may not be led astray in the path of enlightenment by those philosophers who hold different views, thus establishing himself at the bodhisattva stage of akala, immovable. He obtains the paths leading to the happiness of the 10 samadhis, supported by the Buddhas in samadhi, observing the truths of the Buddha which go beyond thought and his own original vows, not entering into the happiness of the samadhi, which is the limit of reality, but by means of the self-realization which is not generally gained by the paths of discipline belonging to the Shravakas, Bratyaka Buddhas, and philosophers, he obtains the 10 paths of discipline which belong to the noble family of the Tathagatas, and also obtains the knowledge body created by the will, which is removed from the premeditated workings of samadhi. For the it's chanting for stuff. That's premeditated. For this reason, Mahamani, let those bodhisattva mahasattvas who are seeking after the exalted truth effect the purification of the Tathagata Garbha, which is known as the Alaya Vijnana. It's really the Amala Vijnana, yeah? But at this stage, it's within the Alaya Vijnana, because Buddhaness is achieved in this samsaric world. So it's not wrong. It's just a little bit confusing. More clarity comes of separating it out later in Mahayana. Mahamati, if you say that there is no Tathagata Garbha known as the Alaya Vijnana, there will be neither the rising nor disappearing of an external world of multiplicities in the absence of the Tathagata Garbha known as the Alaya Vijnana. But, Mahamati, there is the rising and disappearing of the ignorant as well as the emancipated ones. Therefore, the practitioners, while walking in the noble path of self-realization and abiding in the enjoyment of things as they are, do not abandon working hard and are never frustrated in their undertakings. Mahamati, this realm of the Tathagata Garbha is primarily undefiled and is beyond all the speculative theories of Shravakas, Pratyaka Buddhas, and philosophers, but it appears to them devoid of purity as it is soiled by these external defilements. This is not the case with the Tathagatas, Mahamati. With the Tathagatas, it is an intuitive experience, as if it were an amalaka fruit held in the palm of the hand. Amalakala fruit. Yeah, you see where we're headed. This, Mahamati, was told by me in the canonical text relating to Queen Srimala. Remember that sutra? And in others, another, where the bodhisattvas endowed with the subtle, fine, pure knowledge are supported by my spiritual power, by Buddhaness, that the Tathagata Garbha, known as the Alaya Vijnana, evolves together with the 7 Vijnanas. This is meant for the Shravakas who are not free from attachment, to make them see into the egolessness of things, and for Queen Srimala, to whom the Buddha's spiritual power was added, the pure realm of Tathagatahood was expounded. This does not belong to the realm of speculation, as is carried on by the Shravakas, Pratyaka Buddhas, and other philosophers, except Mahamati, that this realm of Tathagatahood, which is the realm of the Tathagata Garbha Alaya Vijnana, is meant for those bodhisattva mahasattvas who, like you, are endowed with subtle, fine, penetrating thought power, and whose understanding is in accordance with the meaning. And it is not for others, such as philosophers, Shravakas, Bhattaka Buddhas, who are attached to the letters of the canonical texts. Again, this is the division of the Hinayana versus the Mahayana, the early teachings being misused, misinterpreted as the end-all be-all, when in fact they were just preparatory lessons. For this reason, Mahamani, let you and the other bodhisattva mahasattvas discipline yourselves in the realm of Tathagatahood in the understanding of this Tathagata Garbha Ala Vijnana, so that you may not rest contented with mere learning. So it is said, the Garbha of the Tathagatas is indeed united with the 7 Vijnanas. When this is adhered to, there arises duality. But when rightly understood, duality ceases. The mind, which is the product of intellection since beginningless time, is seen like a mirror image. When things are viewed as they are in themselves, there is neither objectivity nor its appearance. It's just an experience of suchnesses. As the ignorant grasp the fingertip and not the moon, so those who cling to the letter know not my truth. The Sita dances like a dancer. The manas resemble a jester. The mano Vijnana, together with the five Vijnanas, creates an objective world which is like a stage. But instead of being engrossed in the stage, if you simply could observe it as the play of life, there would be this great emancipation of the tensions, stresses, competitions. Yeah? And that's where we'll end today. We're going on to the next part of chapter 6, which is a longer one than we've had the last two chapters. And, of course, it's going to start with an interjection by Mahamati asking a question. So I will leave you here today. A little mark to remind myself. I am memory challenged. Thank you again. So much love and respect for you, all of you, for your dedication to your practice. I wish you all the success at manifesting your full potential. Enjoy this life. It is your only one. So hopefully that's motivation. Yeah? Namo Myoho-renge-kyo. I'll see you in the next one. Be kind to yourself. Keep your practice strong. And until then, well, bye for now.